This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, is scheduled to have spoken with his Pakistani counterpart at noon today. They were to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of the understanding reached at to cease the hostilities. Lieutenant General Ghai informed this while briefing the media on Operation Sindoor last evening. Lieutenant General Ghai said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. The DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between 7th and 10th May. Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remain forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra over the issue.
As we celebrate the success in Op Sindoor, I wish to inform all citizens of India that Op Sindoor continues and only there is a stoppage of fire and there is no military actions being carried out by armed forces on land, air and sea. All other measures to include economic and diplomatic continue to remain in place. Indus Water Treaty continues to be held in abeyance. Today, DGMO level talks of India and Pakistan will be held at 1200 hours. The outcome will decide in how the next few days are going to be. Enemy and the anti-national elements continue to spread misinformation. As alert citizens, we should not become targets of any enemy's nefarious designs. I request the citizens of India to refrain from spreading any rumors and forwarding any unauthenticated social media posts. Only rely on government media reports and the government press briefings. Follow civil defense protocols as announced periodically by the local authorities, especially in the border districts, and report any unusual activity, whether it be air and ground.
Indian Army has said that the night remained largely peaceful across Jammu and Kashmir and other areas along the international border. The Army said that no incidents have been reported, marking the first calm night in recent days. 32 airports, which were temporarily closed for civil aircraft operation, have been opened now with immediate effect following the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Earlier, these 32 airports were closed for civil aircraft operation till the 15th of this month. In a statement, Airports Authority of India has recommended travellers to check flight status directly with airlines and monitor airlines' websites for regular updates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of the three armed forces and several senior officials are attending the meeting. The BJP has said that India has given a decisive message to the entire world in the fight against terrorism through Operation Sindoor. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said Prime Minister Narendra Modi directly engaged with the leaders of 20 nations to build consensus on isolating Pakistan and combating terrorism.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने लगभग 20 देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से सीधी बातचीत की हाउ टू आइसोलेट पाकिस्तान हाउ टू फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म और सबसे बड़ी बात है तमाम देशों ने भारत का समर्थन किया.
He said all these nations, including Saudi Arabia, UAE, United States and several Islamic nations, expressed their support for India's stance. Mr. Patra said after the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Modi had promised that India will avenge the death of 26 people. He said the Indian Army has displayed indomitable courage through this operation and every citizen of the country thanked the Indian Army, Air Force and the Navy who ensured success of Operation Sindoor. Mr. Patra said India has demolished 9 terror hideouts in Pakistan during Operation Sindoor.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का उद्देश्य बहुत स्पष्ट था. उसका उद्देश्य था आतंकवाद के ठिकाने को ध्वस्त करना, आतंकवादियों को मारना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एक संदेश भेजना, और उसमें हम सफल हुए. पहली बार एक बात पूरे विश्व ने देखा कि पाकिस्तान का हर इंच भारत के पहुंच के अंदर है. कोई कोना पाकिस्तान का ऐसा नहीं है जो भारत के पहुंच से बाहर हो. पाकिस्तान का एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम फेल हो जाता है जिस समय 6 और 7 के रात के बीच ये पूरी कार्यवाही हो रही थी रफाल विमान द्वारा स्काल्प और हैमर मिसाइल्स के माध्यम से. 23 मिनट्स के अंदर एक विंडो था जिस विंडो के अंदर ये 9 के 9 आतंकवादी ठिकाने उन्हें ध्वस्त कर दिए गए. 23 मिनट में पूरा विश्व ने देखा कि भारत क्या कर सकता है.
Operation Sindoor marked a significant demonstration of India's military and strategic prowess through a blend of military and non-military means. This multidimensional operation successfully neutralized terrorist threats, deterred Pakistani aggression, and reinforced India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism, all while maintaining strategic restraint and international support. Here's a report from our correspondent.
India exposed Pakistan's terror ecosystem globally through its measured kinetic and non-kinetic responses with precise and deliberate military actions under Operation Sindoor. India destroyed multiple terror and military locations across Pakistan and killed over 100 terrorists. India's counter-military actions on the night of 9th and 10th May also became the first instance of a country damaging Air Force camps of a nuclear country. Within 3 hours, 11 bases were attacked, including Noor Khan, Rafi, Murid, Sialkot and Jacobabad. New Delhi's air defense system proved instrumental in neutralizing all incoming threats and exposing flaws in Pakistan's HQ-9 system. The country's non-kinetic efforts were equally significant in shaping the strategic environment and ensuring public and international support. Through strategic policy decisions, information dominance and psychological operations, India successfully isolated Pakistan economically and diplomatically while bolstering domestic readiness. Measures such as the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, cancellation of visas for all Pakistani nationals residing in India, and a complete ban on Pakistani artists collectively reaffirmed India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar received a call from his Egyptian counterpart Badr Abdeletti. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms and manifestations. In Assam, counting of votes for panchayat elections is underway. The counting, which began at 8 a.m. yesterday, is expected to continue till this evening. Assam State Election Commission has reported that the BJP and its allies are maintaining a strong lead in almost all districts. Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket, bringing down the curtain on a stellar 14-year journey in whites. Widely regarded as one of the modern greats of the game, Virat took to social media to share the news with fans and reflect on his journey in the longest and most traditional format of the sport. His announcement marks the end of an era in Indian Test cricket. Virat amassed 9,230 runs in 123 matches at an average of 46.85 in the game's longest format. In his 14-year test career, Kohli went on to become the fourth highest run getter for India behind Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid and Sunil Gavaskar. Well, Budh Purnima is being celebrated across the world today.